This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Big tech is in the hot seat again. This time, it's Google's turn to get grilled by Washington. Chief Executive Sundar Pichai plans to appear at a private meeting of top GOP lawmakers on Friday. Will it be awkward? What to expect and what it could foreshadow about things like data regulation and, well, your personal privacy. Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan joins us with a preview. But first, these tech headlines. America's big tech companies are facing some of their toughest political challenges as they flirt with or surpass trillion-dollar valuations. Cue LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman with a warning. He says government officials better be careful what they wish for. Mr. Hoffman was chief operating officer of PayPal while it was still a small payment startup before he co-founded the professional social network LinkedIn. Also an early investor in Facebook, Mr. Hoffman recently sat down with the Wall Street Journal. He talks about the risks of increasing government oversight of the tech sector, the best way to run a meeting, and which of the PayPal mafia would win at Settlers of Catan. Read more at WSJ.com. Over in Washington, state officials expressed concerns about tech giants' market dominance, as well as user privacy practices, at a meeting this week hosted by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Some of them indicating they would be open to pursuing joint investigations of companies like Google and Facebook. In the meeting, much of the focus from officials was on the massive amounts of personal data tech companies collect from their users. Google and Facebook declined to comment. The tech platforms have denied allowing any political bias to affect their news, search, or other functions. And it's a win for the Spotify era. A bill overhauling music copyright law for the digital age won approval in the House of Representatives, the final hurdle before making its way to President Trump's desk. The Music Modernization Act, or MMA, creates a new music licensing system and updates copyright law to help songwriters get paid more. When passing unanimously in the Senate last week, the bill was renamed for Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who introduced the legislation and is himself a songwriter. The legislation would essentially streamline the complicated way that music streaming services get access to millions of songs and pay for the rights to carry them. Coming up, Google gets grilled by Washington on Friday, what CEO Sundar Pichai will have to answer for in front of top GOP lawmakers.
Sponsored by Harvard Business School Executive Education, offering four comprehensive leadership programs that transform rising executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
According to GOP lawmakers, Google has a lot of questions to answer for, in particular, alleged bias in its search results, violations of user privacy, and business dealings with repressive regimes like China. It is the latest visit from Silicon Valley to Washington, here to talk about how it all might advance the discussions on things like regulation, the control of power, among other things, is Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan joining us from San Francisco. Welcome back.
Hi there.
So swirling around big tech lately are a bunch of regulatory concerns, all sorts of things. Definitely no shortage of things to talk about. Is there a leading topic of discussion slated for Friday?
So number one is probably going to be an issue that Google's tried to avoid talking about, but is being dragged into a conversation about bias on its platform. Everybody from President Trump himself on down to a number of conservative lawmakers, particularly Republicans in the House and Senate, have been putting forward allegations that Google and other tech companies are inserting bias into the algorithms that serve up their search results, serve up the content that you see in your newsfeed, and that, you know, Google, which is run by a lot of people in California and happens to have a lot of employees who tend to be left-leaning in Silicon Valley, maybe injecting that bias into its platform. So I think that that's going to be the number one issue on lawmakers' minds, particularly in this meeting Friday when Google CEO Sundar Pichai is being called into a private meeting with conservative lawmakers.
You know, recently, big tech has come under the microscope for various reasons. Google has something specific it's contending with regards to China. It's had to deal with a lot of pushback regarding doing business there. That's got to be on the agenda. It's come up a lot. It's certainly a hot topic for Google.
Yeah, it came up in the past few weeks through some good reporting by several media outlets. Google is developing a search engine that is going to have its search results filtered in accordance with the Chinese government's censorship regime. This is an extremely controversial internal project because Google, you know, defiantly left China back in 2010, basically said that China's hacking, China's censorship regime were violated its own core principles as a company. So what Google employees are up in arms about, many of them, many groups like Human Rights Watch are very concerned about, you know, how Google is potentially planning to re-enter China and work with the Chinese government. This issue is starting to pick up steam in Washington also. So I think that that's going to be also an issue that these lawmakers are going to address when they meet with Google CEO.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the man himself, CEO Sundar Pichai. What's his story lately? He's certainly an interesting figurehead at the top of Google. We haven't heard a whole lot from him. Any hints on what we might expect with regards to where he's coming from?
It's fascinating. We actually don't know much about how he's going to approach this. So far, you know, he's a young leader. He's 3 years into his role as CEO of Google. And this is in some ways going to be probably the first big test of his leadership. Unfortunately, this first meeting is going to happen behind closed doors. So, you know, we won't get the full benefit of seeing how this plays out. Mm-hmm. He has agreed to appear at a public hearing further down the line, you know, weeks, months in the future. But I think that, you know, Google's size and power and influence over our daily lives is creating this momentum that Washington is seeking to rein in. And I think that this clash between Google and Silicon Valley and how, you know, how it continues to grow and lawmakers in Washington has been inevitable. And how Sundar kind of leads the company through this confrontation with Washington is really going to define, I think, you know, a lot of the story of this business going forward. So I think that Sundar has somewhat earned a reputation inside the company for being somewhat averse to conflict. But right now, he really needs to kind of get his hands dirty and get inside Washington and talk to lawmakers and figure out how Google is going to get through this without significant legislation that is going to hamper Google's growth. It's not going to be an easy thing, but, you know, like I said, I think this is going to be a defining moment for this leader.
Definitely. Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.